know, two of the secondary players. Then you throw in what Talib did, what TJ Ward's doing, Raheem Moore. Is this secondary? I mean, you talked about how good they were on paper going into the year, defense, I guess, but secondary, how pleased are you with what they're doing?
Yeah, well, paper doesn't beat too many people, but you know, they've worked real hard. Doesn't do very well with scissors. You know, I think it's, you know, just it's a great group of guys that is not afraid to work. And, you know, again, as I've said before, we're not, you know, a finished product by any stretch. And, you know, I like their attitude. I like the way they go about it. And, you know, we've got another huge obstacle this week at our place against San Francisco. So, you know, I'm sure they'll dig into that after they get this, you know, corrected and looked at. And they had a good performance yesterday. And we look to build on that this next week.
When he scored his second touchdown, the mics caught him saying it's so easy, whatever field mic that was. Do you have a reaction to that? Is that just part of his celebration?
Well, you know, let's not forget, these guys aren't at a desk in an accountant's office. All right? I mean, you know, this is a combative game, not knocking accountants. you know, it's a very combative game, and it's a very emotional game. You know, I think that's why we've instituted a 12-minute cooling off period. They do operate at high levels, so I don't put much into that other than he's very enthusiastic about his craft, and I'm glad he is.
And what area have you seen the greatest growth in his game? He's got 9 touchdowns already, Julius. He had a great year last year, but you know, this year's turned it up. Is there anything in particular that you can...
Well, obviously, you know, he's a big body, very athletic. He's got great body control, excellent hands that required him both basketball and as a tight end. You know, but I think the biggest thing is probably confidence. You know, he hadn't played a whole lot of football before we drafted him. I think maybe some of the time that it took him to mend, I know it was not easy time for him personally, but... you know, watching and learning and, you know, observing, I think, help. And then, you know, once he got on the field, he had a pretty big impact right away. And, you know, I think with that, you know, is he's gained a lot of confidence. So, you know, he's playing good football.
John, a lot of people have asked about individual players and specific positions on the defensive side of the ball. You guys made some huge moves in the offseason, and you've signed and you've drafted some very high draft picks on the defense. How close is this defense now, despite Trevathan's absence, how close is this defense to being what you and the rest of the staff thought it could and should be?
Well, I think, you know, again, there's a lot of football left. You know, like we just got into the second quarter. So, you know, I've always been a fan of, you know, understate, overproduce, maybe. I think... you know, we lost a lot of guys, you know, and like everybody in the league, you try to improve your team. So, you know, let's not forget there's 31 other teams that tried to do the same thing we did. You know, I think it's, you know, right now we're 4-1. We're just exactly what our record says, and that's as a football team. You know, and I expect, you know, every phase of our team to improve and get better. So, you know, I just don't like, you know, getting a gray before it's over, you know. So, you know, I like where we are, but we have work to do.
How good is Colquitt?
You know, I thought, you know, those were very timely plus 50 punts. You know, they're late in the game. You know, as you look around, a lot's made of this, that, and the other. And truth be told, a lot of these games are won or lost in the fourth quarter. So, you know, I think, you know, those were very timely. And, you know, he's an excellent punter, and we're glad he's on our side.
Coach, going back to that emotional aspect, when Peyton breaks this Brett Favre record, will that have an impact on you? What will that mean for you?
Well, I just go back, and I'm sure Peyton would tell you the same thing. The opener a year ago in Baltimore, I mean, there was talk of 17 TD passes. I mean, you know, you don't really keep track of that stuff. You look at the scoreboard, how many you got, how many they got, and you know, you go about your business, you know, playing the football game. So, you know, that's a better question for him. You know, I think obviously, you know, it's a huge record, you know, so we'll see.
Where are you with your – what do you think on your running game? It was your best day against the Jets, but listening to your quarterback talk, it's like Rex gave you the run. So was it as...
Well, I mean, you know, as I've said before, you know, all these take on different personalities. There's different matchups, different things. You know, I think they chose to, you know, not let us get big plays in the passing game. You know, that happens a lot. You know, I think that's one of our goals every week, explosive plays. So, you know, it opened up some other things. And so, you know, lots made about the passing game, the running game, all that. It's just, you know, bottom line is moving the ball, scoring points. And the defense has a little say in that, you know, the opponent. So, you know, I think our guys adjusted quickly. We did the things necessary, you know, because they were, their design was to take some stuff away that we had done pretty well in weeks past. So that's all part of NFL football.